And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Ivory Flakes. Ivory Flakes, with their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to... You know, it's a funny thing, when you walk into a store these days, nothing looks very different, does it? But you soon realize times have changed. The stores are short of so many things. Sure, these days, for instance, it's hard to replace clothes when they wear out. So the only thing to do is to keep the nice things you have wearing longer. I hope you've learned how. It's not hard to do. In fact, it's strictly ABC. Just wash your nice things gently in Ivory Flakes. That's all. You'll get up to twice the wear. And what satisfactory wear? Why, with Ivory Flakes care, your slips, blouses, and sweaters stay good-looking, becoming, and they fit right. They stay that way up to twice as long, mind you. I saw wash tests that prove it. Why, any number of clothes were washed over and over again in Ivory Flakes, and they still look so colorful and soft, you'd hardly believe it. You see, the wrong kind of washing with the wrong kind of soap, that's what so often fades bright colors and frays the seams. That's why I say always use Ivory Flakes. They're mild and pure. They're the flake form of baby's ivory soap. Wonderful for your nice clothes. And wonderful, too, for your rayon stockings. Why, if you wash your rayons in Ivory Flakes every night, they'll fit much better, look trim and neat. And they'll last you longer, too. In stocking strain tests that were made, rayons washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long as those washed with the wrong kind of soap. So, even if your dealer is occasionally out of Ivory Flakes, keep asking for them. He'll have more soon. Remember, give your blouses, housecoats, slips, gentle Ivory Flakes care. They'll give you up to twice the wear. And now back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Sade and young Russell. The latter seated on the Davenport lacing his tennis shoe, while the former, newly arrived home from a downtown shopping expedition, stands beside the library table removing her hat.
Boy, did I ever walk this afternoon.
Downtown and back?
Downtown and back. Wasn't a drop in the bucket. Ruthie marched me clear out to that shoe repair shop at the end of West Washington Street to leave a pair of Ted's shoes, and then suggested, as long as we were in the neighborhood, why didn't we stroll up Morris Avenue and say hello to Miss Lawrence Cooner? Well, lands, Miss Lawrence Cooner only lives a block and a half from Miller Park. And then all the way home. I bet that's 5 miles. Darn that Ruthie, anyway. Move over. I'm taking my shoes off.
Well, see, I saw Gov this afternoon.
Oh, my poor feet. He's worn to a frazzle. What'd you do, go down to office?
No.
Where'd you see Gov?
He come past Tapman's vacant lot.
Oh, when was this?
Oh, an hour ago, maybe.
Where was he going?
Chicago Norton Depot. It just so happened I was playing deep center field, and there was an argument up at the plate. So when Gov come along the sidewalk, I had time to speak to him a couple of seconds.
Well, what was he going to the Chicago Norton Depot for?
I have a chat with a man between trains. Some lodge headquarters fella.
Oh?
The lodge headquarters fella from Chicago, Gov often mentions it. Writes letters and calls up on the long-distance telephone.
Chunky G. Plunger.
Who?
I know who you mean.
Yes, but what's his name?
Chunky G. Plunger.
I think you do that on purpose, Mom.
Do what on purpose?
I get people's names wrong. This man's name is Honky J. Sponger.
Oh, well, Chunky G. Plunger, Honky J. Sponger, same difference.
No, but what if guys referred to you as Mrs. Shady Hook or Mrs. Gaddy Choke?
I wouldn't care.
No, you wouldn't care. You'd whimper like a weasel. By George, I bet if people referred to you by a long name...
Here's Papa Honey now, I bet. Howdy-ho,
howdy-ho. Yeah.
It's the grocery store for you, Mr. Man.
Okay. Well, what you want?
I'll have to go investigate what we need. Not for a minute yet, though. My toesies are still complaining.
Greetings, Gov.
Hello, Sam.
How are you?
Pretty fair.
How are you, Dr. Speech?
Limp as goose grease. That darn Ruthie walked me all over the universe this afternoon. Clear out to the end of West Washington Street and then up Morris Avenue almost to Miller Park. And home. I was telling Willie here, I bet I walked 5 miles.
Quite a little hike.
Oh, boy, I'll say. How was Chunky G. Plunger?
All right.
Russell was saying you fellas run into each other by Tapman's vacant lot.
Yeah, Say, kiddo, we haven't got anything cooked up for this evening, have we?
Plans, you mean?
Uh-huh.
No, don't think so. Ruthie did kind of halfway hint in an offhand way. Ted might feel like 500, but we never
actually... they telephone, say no. I've got a job to tackle tonight.
What's the matter, Viv?
Oh. Here, George, take my hat in the hallway like a good fella.
I bet I spend 33 1/3% of my time taking people's hats in the hallway.
Did Mr. Whatchamafunny scold you about the way you're handling your lodge trash?
That's my new straw hat, Harry. Watch out how you handle it.
Okay.
No, please don't involve me in anything for this evening, kiddo. I've got some heavy concentrating to do.
Did Mr. Whatchamadoodle bawl you out?
Who's Mr. Whatchamadoodle?
Chunky G. Plunger.
Honky J. Sponger.
There, Honky J. Sponger. Did he scold you?
No.
Well, what's the trouble?
Honky J. Sponger is in no position to scold me.
I can see you're all upset about something.
Well, I'll admit that quick enough.
Anybody else want their hat hung up in the hallway?
Trot out in the kitchen and fetch pencil and grocery scratch pad off the bottom pantry shelf.
If I so much as call attention to myself, I get hustled off on some errand.
Skip, what's the trouble?
Oh,
tell me.
I had to be hitched up and harnessed like a horse. I run around working like a horse.
Did Spunky G. Hunger upset you?
Spunky J. Sponger.
Did he upset you?
Why you got your shoes off?
Rest my feet. I traipsed all over creation this afternoon with Ruthie.
Mm.
What's this big job you're going to tackle tonight?
Huh? What'd you say?
You said not to get up any 500 games this evening because you want to concentrate on something. You said...
I do want to concentrate on something.
Uh-huh.
I want to concentrate on a letter. I want to concentrate on the strongest, most violent, most blistering letter any man ever composed.
To Spunky G. Hunger, Chunky G.
To Robert and Slobbert Hink of Hoopston, Illinois.
Oh, are they at it again?
Robert and Slobbert Hink of Hoopston, Illinois are at it again.
The All-Star Marching Team, huh?
The All-Star Marching Team.
Okay, friends, who wants the porch scrubbed or a ton of coal shoveled in the basement?
Robert and Slobbert Hink trying...
Robert and Slobbert Hink are trying to undermine me. They're up to their same old tricks. They're going to wrest the control of the All-Star Marching Team out of my hands or die in the attempt.
In the picture show the other night...
Run upstairs with these shoes and bring down my old ones.
I thought so. It'd be impossible, unthinkable, for me to have a free second.
Scoot, don't just stand there.
I have only this one short remark to make...
Robert and Slobbert Hink are low, rascally scoundrels. I should go to Hoopston, Illinois, and crush him as I'd crush a pair of serpents.
Well, did they invite all the other members of the All-Star Marching Team to come to Hoopston and not invite you like they done before?
I'll tell you what they done.
All right. My brown pumps, Willie, with the cracks along the sides. Not my easy slippers.
Okay. And after that, I'll shingle the roof.
Hunky J. Sponger, Lodge Headquarters in Chicago, passed through town this afternoon, Sade.
Yes, Russell.
He changed trains here to go to Peoria, and he had half an hour in the city to kill, and he telephoned me at the office, and I walked down to visit with him on the Chicago Northern Platform, Depot Platform.
Yes, Russell said you went down.
Look, Gook, he says, what's all this business about the All-Star Marching Team? What do you mean, I says. These lads in Hoopston, Illinois, he says. Those twin brothers, Robert and Slobbert Hink, they keep after me. They keep writing me letters suggesting the Lodge take action to make them the leaders and managers of the All-Star Marching Team.
Oh, my.
Gook, says Hunky J. Sponger, I thought you were the leader and manager.
Sure.
Well, I was told I was myself, I said.
Sure.
In the last 6 or 7 weeks, Robert and Slobbert Hink have submitted no less than 24 suggestions, all of them having to do with throwing me out of power.
Out of power?
Out of power.
You sound like the All-Star Marching Team was a kingdom or something. After all, it's just 10 measly little fellas that hope to get together sometime and march with each other.
I didn't intend to discuss this matter with you, Sade.
Well, no, but ish. You 10 measly little fellas never have marched together, and yet you...
Man, it's so imprudent as they attempt to converse with a woman on subjects which require so deep...
I take back what I said. Tell me what Robert and Slobbert have been up to.
Okay, people, what you want next? The sidewalk sandpaper?
Them my brown pumps?
Sure.
Walt out to the kitchen and fetch pencil and grocery scratch pad.
I already have. They're in your lap.
Oh.
However, I might as well be mowing the lawn or plastering the basement or papering the wall.
Out to the kitchen and see if we need salt.
Sure. I wouldn't want to sit down and rest 6 seconds.
What did Robert and Slobbert Hank do, Vic?
They offered to bribe Hunky J. Spunger.
Oh?
They offered to give him a barrel of cooking apples, a firkin of homemade mucilage, a gunny sack of cured hickory nuts, and $3 cold cash if he'd use his influence to have me thrown out of power.
Goodness.
They wrote him insinuating letters, calling attention to the fact that as twin brothers, they'd make impressive and picturesque leaders as they marched out in front of the All-Star Marching Team.
Well.
They offered to buy caps and armbands for the All-Star Marching Team, on condition that they were given the managership. They even offered to alter their appearances.
How you mean?
Have their dentist install all gold teeth.
In both their mouths?
In both their mouths.
Uppers and lowers?
Uppers and lowers.
That would be impressive and picturesque. Parade come down the street and they got 2 leaders looking just alike, twirling their batons and smiling and showing all gold teeth, uppers and lowers.
Robert and Slobbert Hank are low scoundrels.
Yes, I guess so.
They sought to bribe Spunky J. Hunger.
Chunky V. Plunger.
What?
You said Spunky G. Hunger. You meant Chunky V. Plunger.
I did not. I meant Hunky J. Spunger.
Yeah, that's right.
They sought to bribe Hunky J. Spunger with a barrel of cooking apples, a firkin of homemade mucilage, a gunny sack of cured hickory nuts, and $3 in hard cash.
My.
Tonight I will write the most blistered letter that ever was composed by the human mind.
Uh-huh.
We got plenty of salt.
What?
You sent me out to see if we had any salt. We got plenty of salt.
I am going for a walk.
Yeah, Gov?
I am going for a walk.
Well... okay.
I want my hat.
I see.
Well, don't just stand there lazy and sluggish. Go fetch it.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Do you know anyone who always looks as though she just stepped out of a bandbox? Well, a girl I know is like that, and I've often thought, I wonder if I'll ever catch her with so much as a hair out of place. Well, yesterday was the day. I caught her wearing wrinkled, baggy stockings. I couldn't believe it, because even I, a mere man, know rayon stockings don't have to look that way. Not if you ladies wash them in ivory flakes every night. That gives rayons a sleeker, trimmer look. Another thing, with nightly ivory flakes care, your rayon stockings will wear you longer. In strain tests that were made, stockings washed in ivory flakes lasted twice as long. I mean it, twice as long as those washed with the wrong kind of soap. Never wash any of your nice clothes the wrong way. Always use ivory flakes for blouses, sweaters, slips, and nightgowns. Ivory flakes are ivory mild, ivory pure. With gentle ivory flakes care, you'll get up to twice the wear. Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Lamar Johnson saying good day for Ivory Flakes. Conserve soap. It's both thrifty and patriotic. Soap's made of vital war materials. Save soap. It's a wartime duty. This is the National Broadcasting Company.